نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. As you are aware that from the beginning of Ramadan, every night we are having this muraqaba of mouths of Hazrat Khaja Aziz Hasan Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was not a Maulana Sahib, a Mufti Sahib, a Qari Sahib, or a born Waliullah Sahib. He was first with the British government, as a deputy collector in the British government, which was a very high position at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave him hidayat, and in the sohbat and company of Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Ali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to such heights that he became the shaykh of many ulama. Most of the compilation of the mawa'iz of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali has been done by him. Then he changed his position and he took a job as an inspector of schools. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him such qualities and sifat of ishq of Allah ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that if you have to read his kalam, the other kalam, and his, all his works, then you will see how if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give hidayat and raise somebody, then he does not even have to be a formal graduate of some institution. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, which other institution they learned from except the sohbat and company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Their ta'aleem was from there. Tabi'een learned from them. But as the memories became weaker and there was a need to prove that this Hadith Sharif is authentic, reliable, then we had all the other institutions and formal education and qualification, all that became necessary. Otherwise every person will come into this field and then say, I'm an authority in Islam. Why? Because I've got a lot of knowledge which I gained from the internet. So then we'll get internet maulvis and muftis. And we know what amount of lies circulate on the internet. And every person who has got some kind of faith and belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he considers himself as an authority and a good Muslim. And then if he has read up a few books in English on Islam, then he becomes an authority. Then whether it is Shias, whether it is Qadianis, and all the other different groupings, they all advertise themselves as Islam. In other words, Islam is such a thing that you can fit it in anywhere. It has become that easy now, that anything that you want to suit your nafs, then just give one title, Islamic. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam predicted of the time that will come when sharab, liquor, alcohol, wine, whatever you call it, will be drunk. And they will change the name of it. Now they call it tonic. Tonic wine you have also. Then look at the beer that they sell even in Makkah, Madinah Sharif. They say alcohol free beer. And what they have done, they say they have taken the alcohol content out of that beer. That's all. We are not talking about the ginger beer now. That is halal. We are talking about that alcohol from which they remove the alcohol content. And they turn it into halal beer. So you get halal wine. This is what you get now. The same with so many other things. Look at music. In different forms, but give it some kind of Islamic title. Islamic hip-hop music. Now what kind of... You can see how the titles will be changed. Hip-hop, rip-rap, I don't know what names they give. So names are changed. then interest, we give it the name of dividend and profit. We're not talking about the genuine, proper Islamic transactions in which definitely that institution gives a profit or a dividend. I'm just giving you a general overview. That many, many cases go around the world and you will see. Since there is a progress of Islam, many, many people are coming into Islam. And wherever there's business to make, so then these institutions also, they change their whole ideas and views. So there's nothing wrong if they make it properly Islamic. But in many cases, it is nothing but another name for interest. The name is changed. Call it dividend. Sometimes it is recorded as interest, but it's not interest. So if a person calls a flower a thorn, it doesn't become a thorn. And if a person calls a thorn a flower, it doesn't become a flower. So if a person calls interest dividend, it doesn't become dividend. And if somebody calls genuine dividend and profit interest, then it doesn't become interest. So there is technicality. But here for our purposes, what I am saying is that this is what we do. Prediction of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So everyone calls himself a Muslim. Different brands of Islam we have now. As we have different brands of items, we have different brands of Islam. Whereas the real Islam is ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. The path on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was and his companions were, that is true Islam. After that, in accordance with the need of the time and the hour, then the jurists of the time will look into the Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif, and they will give us some rulings in the light of the Quran and Sunnah, which to us sometimes we may not understand the technicality, the academic discussion, and we will find it strange that how did they give this ruling. But if they are genuine, authentic, reliable, reputable muftis and alims, no other motivation, no greed, no tendency to mislead for the sake of nafs and shaitan, so then they will give us rulings which will be applicable. To us it may seem very strange, but it is something that will be acceptable. They will not change interest into profit, but they will give us ways and means of how to transact the business, which will then keep it within the parameters of Sharia. Now people say that what is the difference? If a person wants to buy a car and the car is costing 100,000, now the dealer asks him that you're buying in cash or on terms. He says, I'm buying it on terms. So then if he says, okay, 120,000 and you pay me in 12 equal installments. Now that is given as 100% permissible. If the deal is done there and then, and there is a fixed price and a fixed payment rate and no fluctuations after that. So although he charged you 20,000 more, the jurist will give it as permissible. Now to us it may sound as it is interest, but it's not interest. But on the other hand, if the person said, well, the car is 100,000. Then I sold it to you for 100,000. Now you didn't pay 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. So then he said, well, look, if you can't pay, then now I'm increasing the price to 120, and so now that will become your interest. Because now you have changed. The deal that was done at that time, it has now changed. Now this majlis is not for discussion of masail, but it is necessary sometimes. Allah Ta'ala is putting it into my mind, otherwise why must I discuss this masail now suddenly? So there are many things that we will consider sometimes as interest, but it is not interest, it is profit, it is dividend. And sometimes we consider it as dividend and profit, but it is nothing but interest. So we have to find out what is being done there, whether it is mudaraba, musharaka, murabaha, whatever it is, must be done properly, Islamically. So it is somehow, it seems linked with what we are discussing. We are discussing muraqabah of mouth. Now the person who has his mouth before him, his death before him, that I have to leave this world someday, then he will say, why must I enter into a transaction that is haram? I must be particular that my transactions are halal. So it is somehow linked with mouth. In the same way, if the person is getting millions of rands he can make, but he's going to come not as a profit or dividend, but as interest. So then he'll say, I have to die one day. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. So why should I go for the millions? How am I going to answer Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And how am I going to face the punishment in the akhirah? How am I going to take the burning in the fire of Jahannam? So why should I do that, which is displeasing to Allah ta'ala, when I don't even know how long I'm going to live in this world? Why should I buy a mansion and a palace or a huge bungalow, borrowing from the banks on interest, when I don't even know whether I will live till tomorrow? How many people made purchases, they didn't even live to see the fruits. They built up huge, huge buildings, borrowing money from the banks on interest, which is cancer. And they paid and they paid and they paid. And when the building got completed, they went to the graveyard. They were gone to the graveyard. Small piece of ground they got there. No furniture, no air conditioning, nothing. Unless of course their amal lit up that grave. So it is connected that the person who has got his mouth before him, then he will not look at what amount of gain I have by doing some transaction un-Islamic. He's not going to look at that gain. He's going to look at my Allah, is he pleased or displeased? Am I doing it according to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teaching or not? So if the fatwa tells him that this is not permissible, and in our time it is the fatwa, we are not muttaqi people. Now we will say, what is these two issues every time, taqwa and fatwa? For the alims, for the muftis, they should adopt taqwa. They should make the research with taqwa. Their research should be with taqwa. That means they must have taqwa when they're making the research also. And when they're giving the ruling also, they must have taqwa. And then when they give the fatwa, so in the fatwa there must be consideration of the masses, of the layman, of the general Muslim. So they're not going to twist and turn. If he's a muttaqi, mufti, he's not going to twist and turn and make halal into haram and haram into halal. But at the same time, wherever there is some kind of concession that Shariat itself gives, then that mufti will give that concession. He himself will make amal on afzaliyah. And for the layman after that to follow the fatwa of that mufti sahib, that is his taqwa. Provided he's got confidence on that mufti, that he is reputable, is reliable, is authentic, he doesn't have any kind of other motive, he is not greedy, he doesn't want to make some kind of packet from those fatwas, so then it will be permissible for him. Qiyamah day, if he gave wrong fatwa purposely, then Qiyamah day this ordinary Muslim can catch his daman day and say, Ya Allah, I followed his fatwa. So he will be taken to task. How easy, simple, practical Islam is. So if the mouth is in front of the person that I have to leave this world someday, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, then that person can stay away from haram and from those things that are displeasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because he knows that he can leave this world anytime. Anytime he can go. So why must he leave problem or take along with him problems to the akhirat? Somebody else is going to enjoy the wealth, and he must face the punishment. Is that aqal? Is that intelligence? Or stupidity? That the person is going to get punishment in the akhirat for his un-Islamic will or for his un-Islamic earning, haram earning. And what he did with that, he built a nice beautiful home and left for his children. So they're going to enjoy and he is going to be punished. So that's stupidity. The intelligent person will consider his own akhirah. Therefore, the ayat in the namaz, in the taraweeh, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, qu anfusakum, wa ahlikum nara. First comes anfusakum. Save yourselves, O ye believers, and your families from the fire of Jahannam. Now somebody will say that this is selfishness. The person is worried more about himself. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, first worry about yourself. Save yourself first from the fire of Jahannam. Then your families. Then you worry about everybody else. If you can't save yourself, how you will be able to save others? So the person has to be concerned about his own nafs, about his love itself. And together with that, then he must also propagate the message. There again, the ayat of the Quran Sharif, which was again recited in tonight's tarawih. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. Kabura maqtan indallahi an taqulu ma la taf'alun. Again, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Oh, ye believers. Shaykh Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that when this address is made, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, then he say it is as if a person has got some wax in his ears. So we tell the person, remove that wax from your ears and listen carefully to what I'm telling you. They say it's like that. Like the person has got his ears clogged up with wax. So we tell the person, remove that wax quickly and listen carefully what I'm telling you. So as if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, you are believers, so listen carefully to what I'm telling you. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. So that ayat now is saying that why do you say those things? Just give me the gist and meaning, there's no time to go in any tafsir. I don't know why my mind is going in that different direction tonight. But it is all linked, as I said, to the same muraqabah of mouth. That, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, lima taquluna ma la taf'alu. So now people say that if you are not practicing and making amal, so then you should not even make tabligh of it. You should not give dawat towards it. You should not invite towards goodness because you're not making amal on it. So that is again a misunderstanding. What Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is addressing the believers and saying is that if you are believers, then you should be making amal on what you are inviting towards. As believers, if you are inviting towards piety, towards taqwa, towards shukr, towards zuhud and qanaat, or towards Allah ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, towards yaqeen in the akhirat, so then you should be making amal on it too. How can you be inviting towards somebody something, preaching towards something, and then doing something totally opposite to that? It is not the right thing to do. It's not the appropriate thing to do. You should be doing that which you are calling towards. You should be practicing on what you are preaching. But at the same time, the jurists have made it easy for us to understand. Muhaddisin, Mufassirin, Allah Ta'ala give them jazaya khair. Otherwise we all would have had to close shop. Neither could I give any bayan from here and neither many others. Because we don't practice on many things that we preach. So they made it easy to understand that the appropriate thing, the correct thing, the befitting thing was that we should be practicing. But if you are not practicing, then it does not mean that now you must not call and invite also towards the deen of Allah Ta'ala and towards the righteousness and towards piety and towards taqwa and towards namaz, roza, zakat and hajj and towards the fulfillment of people's rights and towards assistance and help and to the poor, needy, whatever it is, full Islam and towards good transactions and deals, Islamic transactions and deals, doesn't mean you mustn't even invite towards that. There are two things that have to be done. One is to preach and the other thing is to practice. Now if you're not practicing, then why give up the preaching? Do both things. But if the person is not doing one, he'll be taken to task that why did he not practice? He'll be taken to task. But at the same time, he will get some sawab for doing the right thing. So the person who's got his mouth front of him that one day, someday, suddenly this life is going to go, then he will be able to understand this philosophy. We talk about philosophy all the time. Sakht sakht amraz go to seh gaya, chara gar go sakht jaan bhi keh gaya, کیا ہوا کچھ دن جو زندہ رہ گیا، ایک جہاں سیل فنا میں بہ گیا۔ ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے۔ ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے۔ Now we discuss all this. حسن ظاہر پر اگر تو جائے گا، عالم فانی سے دھوکہ کھائے گا۔ یہ منقش سانپ ہے ڈس جائے گا، رہنا غافل یاد رکھ پچھتائے گا۔ ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے، کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے۔ Do whatever you have to do, finally it is death. Last night we discussed this. یہ منقش سانپ ہے ڈس جائے گا۔ Outwardly everything seems very beautiful, like the snake of the skin. But if you see a big snake coming towards you, then don't wait there to admire the skin of the snake. Run from there. If it is something permissible, something Allah Ta'ala is pleased with, it is halal, then make use of it. But if it is any kind of beauty, no matter what kind of skin, and what kind of beauty, but if it is not permissible to see, then consider that beauty to be a snake. And if you're not going to safeguard your eyes, then it is going to bite. So just as a huge snake coming towards somebody, the person must flee from there. Run for his life. Don't show his strength. Like that, this believer must make firar towards Allah Ta'ala. Fafirru ila Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Say, oh Allah, I'm extremely weak. I don't know what to do. Which way do I turn? Full of fitnas. Ask Allah Ta'ala for help and assistance. Say at that time, that is the time to say, Nafso shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. Ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for his assistance, and the person will get Allah Ta'ala's assistance. Allah Ta'ala will change the conditions. Allah Ta'ala really loves those who turn towards him and seek assistance and help. How many times now we have discussed in this month of Ramadan Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's dua? How many times? And the more times we discuss it, the more stronger our iman becomes. That in the darkness of the night, the darkness of the waters of the ocean, and darkness of the stomach of the whale, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam did not lose hope and say, there's so much of darkness, now what must I do? Finish. I give up. He knew that all these darknesses, one hukam of Allah Ta'ala, and it can be removed. In all those darknesses, he called out, La ilaha illa anta subhana inni kuntu min al-zalim. So no matter what kind of darkness of the environment and darkness of all the cinemas and theaters and discos and nightclubs and rave clubs and I don't know what kind of clubs. And if you look at the word club, it is very close to kalb. Kaf, lam, ve, kalb means dog. The nightclub, kalb is very close to that, kalb. Night kalb it is, night dog. So whatever it is, there may be a lot of darknesses. Run from there towards Allah Ta'ala. Now, running towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not mean that now suddenly there is some kind of road that you are going to go off the ground and run towards it. And so make istighfar, tawbah, make dua, plead to Allah Ta'ala, explain our helplessness towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then see how he finds a way out. What kind of people change their lives? But at the same time, those who are progressing and climbing the stairs, they have to be extra care on guard. Aise waise, kaise kaise ho gaye, kaise kaise, aise waise ho gaye. How many people, they were climbing, they were going, and then pride came in, jealousy came, malice came, greed came, something came, and they fell from the top stairs. And if you fall from the first rung of the ladder, then I always say that you don't get much. You don't break your leg and all that. From the first rung at the most, the person gets some bruise. So then he can telephone his bruise and tell them that I got a slight bruise on my... So it won't be much of a problem for all those bruises also. One person writes to me an SMS. And he says, brew of so and so. Deen is beautiful, deen is beautiful. Enjoy deen, enjoy. It's not gloom. Gloom and gloom. It's enjoyment, it's happiness. And then when it's time to cry before Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, then shed tears of nadamat and regret, and then see how much of sukoon we get in our hearts. Inshallah, we continue in another 15 minutes time. So those who want to drink water or refresh themselves or make wuzu again, then do so and then come and sit down for another about half an hour tonight. Because tomorrow night is 25th again. Then we have to mentally condition our minds, fine-tune, they say, fine-tune. That tomorrow is the 25th night. Mubarak nights. I always call them flights. The flight of the 21st is gone. And some of us were still left behind making preparation for visas and passport and documentation. And the flight is gone already. Then we said, no, we'll catch the next one. The 23rd one too came and gone. How fast, how fast. When the 23rd one came, we said, no, still this 25th to come. And that's how the 25th will go, 27th will go, and we'll be still on the ground. So inshallah, tomorrow night, and it's a Saturday also, so mentally program yourself. If you want to make the best of the night. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the ummah that lies the tawfiq of amal. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that pour in these mubarak nights. How a person feels really wet and soaked up if he has to dive into the ocean and come out with his normal clothes, you jump in there and come out, what? You can make out this person is really soaked, drenched in heavy rain. Like that, these rains of rahmat also, they drench the soul of the person. And just as he feels when his clothes are wet and clinging to his body and the wetness is truly felt, believe me, in the same way when the rains of rahmat drench this person's soul, he will experience it inside that something has happened. He will experience it. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me too and give you too those ni'mats and bounties of His which He gives to the awliya as siddiqeen. We are not in that caliber. We are far, far away. But therefore if we do a little also, Allah ta'ala will inshallah give us. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And I can be again on time. Our train is alive on time. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi kareem amma ba'd. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی. That is a fortunate person who has settled in his heart your remembrance. Allah Ta'ala's remembrance is with him all the time. That is the fortunate person. He says that person is very fortunate. He won 60 million in the lotto. Even good Muslims, when they read that, and their saliva also drips from their mouths. Because we want 60 million. And how will we say that to a Muslim, haram, whatever he earns, whether it is 60 million or 160 billion, he must consider all that as pigs. That if the company had to inform him, calling him by his Muslim name, and say that we'll be coming with the television crew to photograph you and video you, receiving your 120 million pigs, will any Muslim be very happy? And if they say you can't exchange it for cash, what will happen to that person? He said, please don't even come anywhere near my yard or near my house. Then they say, no, we'll also give you the farm free. Then what? Then will he say, nice, very nice, now you give me the farm also free. In other words, create within the heart the hatred for that haram earning just as you would hate pigs. Somebody brings pigs in somebody's yard, how you detest it, dislike it, avoid it. You don't even like to use this word, but sometimes it has to be used to bring about that nafrat and dislike. That is how the person must look at it. That check of 160 or 60 or whatever it is, he must truly and really consider that to be nothing but pigs. So if he has got such hatred for pigs because it's a haram animal, then what about that haram money that's coming? What's the difference? So therefore it is not good fortune if a person earns that. But وہ بھی عجب خوشبخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسا لی. That person who establishes your remembrance in his heart, very very fortunate person. Now Allah Ta'ala is with him. Wherever he goes, Allah Ta'ala's ma'iyyat is with him. Allah Ta'ala is with everybody. So then what's the difference? People will say that here, what is the difference? You say Allah Ta'ala is with him. So is Allah Ta'ala not with everybody? That means Allah Ta'ala is not aware of the others, what they're doing. He leaves them and goes away somewhere. What it means is that his ma'iyyat, meaning his rahmat, is with him. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is focused. Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is with him. That is it. And the other person Allah Ta'ala is with him means Allah Ta'ala's ghazab and anger is with him. Now wherever he goes, he carries the ghazab and anger of Allah Ta'ala. Those who made hijrat from one country to another, and they made hijrat for no other reason except to go and make some money or, but as far as their lifestyles were concerned, no changes came, they just left the country because they say a lot of crime, lot of this, lot of that. So then wherever they went, if they didn't change their lifestyles, so they left the country where there was crime. But Allah Ta'ala's ghazab and anger went with them wherever they went. So their lives became miserable the other side. It may not be that kind of crime, but look at the life. How much of problem. So it is Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, if it is with, then you make hijrat, you go somewhere, or you travel out for business, or you travel out for any good purpose, then the person will enjoy Allah Ta'ala's ma'iyyat. He will sense it within you. Otherwise, there is ghazab and anger of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam asks Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. First, he asks for the rida and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and then jannah. He says, Allah, I'm asking you for the rida and jannah. And a'udhu bika min غَضَبِكَ وَالنَّارِ سَخَطِكَ وَالنَّارِ. And I'm asking Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for protection, first from his ghazab and his anger, and then from the azab of Jahannam. In that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is indicating to us that the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is more than the ni'mat of Jannah. If Allah Ta'ala is happy, then Jannah is that person. Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is more than the ni'mats of Jannah. Shaykh Shahati Mawla Farsadam of Rakhatim, who explains this. Allah Ta'ala Farallah. And the Quran Sharif tells us the same thing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Raza is extremely important. And Jannat comes after that. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala's Nabi is asking for protection from Allah Ta'ala's anger first, wrath, and then azab of Jahannam. Meaning that if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is angry, annoyed with somebody, then that is worse than the azab of Jahannam. Azab of Jahannam is even less. So that is again the same thing we were discussing yesterday, that person must have a lot of hope in Allah Ta'ala, he must not have badgumani, bad opinion of Allah Ta'ala, that as if he is just out to punish and throw everybody into the fire of Jahannam. He must have good, ummeed, hope that Allah Ta'ala has created the condition, situation. So many different ni'mat is giving us so many different opportunities so that we may get his raza and favor. We must have a lot of hope that some little weaknesses, shortcomings, Allah may tawbah, istighfar, Allah will forgive. And on the other hand, we must have the fear and hope also. Therefore, Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that if it is announced that everybody will go into Jannat except one person, then I will fear that I am that person that won't go into Jannah. Because I don't know. And if it is announced that everybody will go to hell and only one person into Jannah, then I will have hope that I am that one person. Look at the hope and look at the fear. So, wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basa. That person is very fortunate. Because now he's got the kingdom with him. Mana ke meer gulchan e jannat to dur hai, aarif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye hue. Jannat is far away but the aarif has got the khaliq of jannat in his heart. So where can we really know what is the kafiyat of his heart? This is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system that he gives it in the heart. So people cannot see from the outside what is really happening. I can't see what's happening in your heart, you can't see what's happening in my heart. Outwardly all of you say, but Allah Ta'ala is using different names. It's like everybody that is sitting there. Everyone has got different amount of names. And if all are strangers sitting, then we can't know who has got what. If all wearing kurta pajamas, and all sitting in about the same kind of rope, is it? Or about the same in the Haram Sharif, or what cloths around their heads and necks, and they're all looking the same. Whole Arab population there. Now you can't make out that some Arab there, he hasn't even got a decent car. And the other one must have got multi-million. How could they all look the same? So in any gathering, even this gathering now, how do we know exactly who's got what? Somebody may have got diamonds, pearls, rubies, fulgurines, all kinds of coins. And he's got timeshares and he's got bungalows and investments in many, many properties. And somebody may not even have a bicycle. So we can't know from the outside. The same is with the hearts. This is different. People have got different kinds of namats and bounties. Some have got in their hearts gems and diamonds and pearls and rubies and gold and silver and so many namats Allah Ta'ala gives them in their heart. Because he has got the khaliq of Jannat in his heart, is for Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is the creator of Jannat. So he gives it in a capsule form to his obedient service. In a capsule form. How sometimes a person is given one little capsule and it gives him a lot of strength and vigor and energy and everything else. It is given in a small capsule form. And some other person has to eat and eat and eat, then he will get that strength in his body. So Allah Ta'ala gives it in a capsule form, the gardens of Jannah, the fragrance of Jannah, the namats and bounties of Jannah. those rivers flowing in Jannat, and all those ni'mat Allah Ta'ala gives you in your heart, in a capsule form. Hey, mere data, hey, mere malik, hey, mere maula, hey, mere wali. Shahan shahidu alam tu hai, sab se teri sarkar hai ali. Chan teri har an nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. O bhi ajab khush bakht hai, jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughla mera was ab to ilahi, shaam sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte firte, haath pair ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allahu Allah 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 Allahu Allah
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in Ya Arhamar Rahimin Ya Arhamar Rahimin Ya Arhamar ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. ہم سیاہکار ہے، بدکار ہے، مجرم اور خطاکار ہے. رب قریب ہم گنہگار ہیں، بندے مگر تیرے ہیں. تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں؟ تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں، تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. اے بلاول اللہ، make us God and become ours. Forgive us our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, Ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Bless us with your closeness, with your ma'rifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust in you. Bless us with the rizq which is 100% halal. Don't allow any haram to go down our throats. Ay Rabbe Kareem, hame nek bana aur ek. ہمیں دنیا بھی دے, ہمیں آخرت بھی دے. Bless us with this world and the آخرت. Bless us with حسنہ فی الدنیا and حسنہ فی الآخرت. Save God us, my Allah, from the عذاب of قبر, from the عذاب of جہنم. اے رب کریم, اے رب کریم, اے رب کریم, اب شرمندہ, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging, we are not advertising. اے رب کریم, we are not happy and pleased with the sins that we have committed in our lives from the time we became of age until now. اے رب کریم, the world may not have seen us, but you are well aware of everything that we spoke, everything that we said, everything that we did. Nothing was hidden from your sight. It is just your ihsan, your fazl and your kindness that you concealed our sins. Just as you concealed it here, my Allah, conceal it in the qabr, conceal it in the akhirat. Don't allow any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon us in the akhirat. Don't cause any kind of embarrassment to come upon the Mubarak Pakiza face of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the presence of billions of ummatis because of our sins. Ay Rabbi Kareem, because of our sins, don't cause any kind of embarrassment to come upon my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of sacrifices he made for us. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are stoned in fire. Stoned in Uhud. Then he goes into sajda, intestine, that animal is placed on his back. 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. Then he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, the ummat for whom you were stoned, the ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, the ummat in disco, cinema, theater, rave club, dancing, music, adultery, fornication, porn sites on the internet. Ay Rabbi Kareem, how much of pain you are causing to the sensitive heart of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight we are seeking forgiveness, my Allah. Bless us all with hidayat and guidance. Bless us with hidayat and guidance. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our profession, in our life, in our time. اے رب کریم, ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Medina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Medina Tayyibah. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, that is in a state that you are pleased with us. اپنی رضا نصیب, اپنی رضا نصیب کر, اپنی رضا نصیب کر. Bless us with اخلاص in our اعمال and our action. Save God us from ریا, from حجوب, from کبر, from pride, from arrogance, from jealousy, from malice and greed. Bless us with purified hearts. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of mankind around the globe, especially the ummat of نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے رب کریم, ہماری دعاؤں کو حضور علیہ السلام کے صدقے میں قبول فرما, قبول فرما, قبول فرما. ناقابل قبول ہے, پھر بھی قبول فرما. Accept my beloved Allah, the اعتکاف of those who are sitting in this مسجد and other مساجد of the world. ان کی تلاوت کو قبول فرما, ان کے ذکر کو قبول فرما, ان کی عبادت کو قبول فرما. Overlook the shortcomings, weaknesses and mistakes. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُوبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا وَشَفِيعِنَا مَوْلَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. اے رب کریم, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما, دینی انجمنوں کی محنت قبول فرما. برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.
After you have had something to eat, there will be a thought rather than object, then engage yourself in some little pillow of the bother or sleep. Doesn't mean the person will just be sleeping all the time. One person all the time is sleeping in sleep. But I think you know. No Musa'im Ibadah. Keep on this. Sahim Ibadah. Keep sleeping. But if a person is tired, he doesn't have the strength to continue. So then it is not right to be making zikr when a person don't know what he is even saying. Then he sleep. Some people need more sleep, some people need less sleep. Now because our strength is not like the people of the past, so therefore the mujahada also has been lessened now. No more like that. Now if they put all the effort into don't commit sins, and read a little bit of tasbih and wazifa, and inshallah the person will get taqwa. Allah Ta'ala does not look at how much tahajjud he made, how much ishraq and chas and awabi he made. That is all good. Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat is in there. But if a person is doing all that, but committing major sins and unconcerned, so then that person who is not making tahajjud, ishraq, chas, but is staying away from haram, he makes his farz, wajib, sunnah and goes to sleep, that's better. He is a better person than the other one. The other one has got quantity, and Allah Ta'ala does not look at that quantity. But if that quantity is also with ikhlas, and within the power of the person and strength and capacity, then of course the stage is also higher. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy, and as I said, tomorrow night at least, plan and prepare Saturday night also.